Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm CPR instructor Danny Beard.
And I'm classically trained bushwhacker John Lee.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny is pissing on the dance floor.
John is finding exes in his bush.
And we're pitching a brand new reality TV show.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, your special co-host today, John Lee from S Club.
Yes. This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors and getting the goss from you, the listener. And of course, we're going to be answering your questions. And today, John,
yeah,
you already know now, you're a week in.
Yeah.
It's anything from exes in your bush. I can see where it's going already. To... leaking on the dance floor.
Leaking on the dance floor. Okay,
Sophie right. Ellis-Bextor would love to recover Murder on the Dance Floor. Leaking on the dance floor. Don't forget, if you want to become a gossip goddess, you need to get in touch. Share anything with us. Dilemmas, funny stories. The funnier, the better. Email us at letters@gossipgazepod.com. DM us on Insta at gossipgazepod. And you know what you can do via WhatsApp. The number is in the description. Go wild, kids. Go wild. How's everyone been this week? It's been a whole week since we were all together.
A whole week. Yeah, good.
And we're all in the same clothes. Isn't that crazy?
Bit of Febreze and a wet wipe. But
oh,
all good.
Girl. Yeah. You, that's life of a drag queen.
There
I
you
imagine
go.
That's life of a pop star as
it
well.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Do you use a vodka mix on your clothes?
No.
We saw, or someone saw, an old Madonna documentary, I think, and her costume person did vodka. So we, and I did Panto ages ago, and the costume, it was the costume people from that. We mix 50% Zaflora and 50% cheap, like Glen's vodka.
Right.
In a spray bottle and spray the armpits with it.
Oh, any excuse
work?
For a drink.
Works. Yeah. Because it can get a bit crusty after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially if you've got things that are rhinestones, you don't want to be washing it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't
so
wash it.
So we spray my stuff with that.
Oh, give that one
top
a go.
Tip there. Top
I normally sweat
there.
Vodka into it anyway, yeah. So I don't have to like spray it on myself.
What does a normal week look like for you now, Tate? I mean, obviously you're back on tour at the minute. You're in between UK and America, darling.
Yes.
But what's a normal week look like in the life?
If I'm not working, like when I come into London, we're busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. And then when I go home, back down to Cornwall, I literally drive in my drive, shut the gates behind me, and I don't leave. I don't do anything. I'm so lazy. I've got my three dogs. I walk my dogs during the day. I do a bit of gardening. We live right on the coast. It's beautiful. We walk for miles and miles. I love it.
I love that.
Cook a little bit.
Do people still go, do people look at you and think, oh, I know that person, and then forget how they know you? Or some super fans go, oh my God, it's you. But do you get the... I find if I'm on telly at that moment, like so I did the after show for the last season of Drag Race, it kind of felt like a Drag Race resurgence. People saw me out of drag on telly again and they know it's the gays mainly. Know, oh, that's who that is. But people often just look at me and go, hi.
Yeah.
And then you can see the cogs ticking.
So I recognise you, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know so-and-so? Mm. Like, do I know you from so-and-so?
Yeah.
Have I met you before? I'm like, no, I don't think so. No,
I always say I was one of them faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you say that? Yeah. Is that really not
are you who I think you are? It's like, it depends who you think I am.
Who you think I am?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been misinterpreted as someone?
I used to get H quite a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to get H. Because it was if you don't if you're not really into it, it's the blonde gay one from a pop group. Yeah, exactly. It's the blonde camp one.
At least you know you can sing.
There you go. There you go.
Shade to H there.
Huh?
I said at least you know you can sing ish.
H has got a lovely voice.
I know.
He's got a lovely voice.
Wasn't he Joseph years ago? Have you done Joseph?
No, I didn't do Joseph.
Les Mis. No.
Did Les Mis and Jersey Boys and Oliver.
That was it. Would you go back into musicals?
Never say never. I've learned in this industry you never ever say never, but in all honesty, it's bloody hard work and I'm so happy and settled down in Cornwall now. It's a bit of a ball ache for me to come and, and do eight shows a week. It's fucking hard work. It really is. Hats off to everyone who does it. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Really,
and especially if it's touring on top.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Sam, what have you done this week? I don't often ask, but we'll ask.
Oh.
Let me guess. Have you been to the gym?
Yeah, but I
You're
do that most
TikToks
days.
Now,
I've always made
out.
A few TikToks.
Yeah, but these are thirsty TikToks I've noticed now. The angles are higher and the tights and the sorry, not the tights. I'm still thinking of last week. the t-shirts are tighter.
Well, the vests. There's not much on there, to be honest.
Or are it's the t-shirts not tight? Is it you that's got bigger?
Yeah, it's just say that. It's bulking season. It's fine.
What's
you can say
what's
it.
What's that famous quote? It's the pictures that have gotten smaller. Is that right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yes.
Is it Norma Desmond?
Jinx Monsoon did it in one of the things. It's not the small screen or something like that.
Something like that, isn't it?
I'm not a small star. The picture's got smaller.
Something like that. We're all on to. There's someone at home right now going, it's this. Do you know what, actually? Did you get to see Nicole Scherzinger in the reboot?
No, I didn't, no.
Incredible.
Was it good? Because I didn't know how... Did they... change the whole thing because I didn't know anything about it because I thought it was quite strange for her because Norma that obviously is supposed to be
older. I think she didn't have a scrap of makeup on or if they did they made her look a little older, and if they didn't I'm really sorry Nicole, you still look smoking. But it worked. It was all stripped back and it was I don't know anything about the original show if I'm honest. It was incredible. There was moments where I thought what's happening. But it let you piece it all together a little bit as well. And she just carried the whole thing. Like, I mean, just vocally as well.
Yeah, it's a sing.
I just burst out sobbing.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes in.
The music's amazing. I saw Glenn Close did it a few years. Well, I say a few years, but quite a few years back now. And she was unbelievable.
So that's what I would have loved to be able to see. Because all the costumes and the old cars and the high drama on top of it all. I do think it would have added to it, but I also didn't feel like I was missing anything. It was brilliant. But listen, we've got people's lives to fix.
Let's do it.
We've got people's lives to tell them how to live.
Because we're such great examples.
But that's what we always say.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're looking for us for advice, you've set the bar very
exactly
low.
Exactly. You're really in trouble.
We'll be back after the short break to speak all about exes in your bush, which, let's be honest, we know where that's going, but... I'm hoping for a twist and a turn. But before we get there, are you cuckoo for confessions?
Are you gagging for gossip?
Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle?
Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and telling them to listen to the Gossip Gaze.
Yeah, spread the love by spreading the podcast.
Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we doing?
Good.
How are you doing, Sam?
Actually, just in that moment you asked me, awfully, because I've just been skim reading some of these letters and some of just hit me like a truck.
Are you already
disturbed?
It's nice to
know you're prepared.
Yeah,
it's nice to know while them adverts are running, what you're doing is reading.
Getting ready. And listening to adverts. Lovely adverts.
That's like patting your head and rubbing your belly. Can you do that?
Oh, no, I can't.
You could, John can do
it. Oh,
no,
I can do it.
I can't do that.
I had to really think about it. No, give it a go. Try. Just really think. Start one off and then do the other. So start rubbing your belly. Just rub your belly first. Now pat your head. Oh my, immediately that went bad. That went bad. Immediately.
Immediately. Crazy. Immediately you fucked that up.
Yeah.
Does it mean something? That's what I want to know. Does not being able to pat your head and rub your belly mean something? Is
good
it something
at drag.
To do with left and right parts
yeah,
of the brain?
Yeah,
or do I only just have one cylinder firing up right now? I don't know. But we've got peoples in bushes.
Yeah, in fact, should we start off with that? So this is the section of the show where we're going to go for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip. Either your own, sometimes it's third hand.
We all like a third hand.
Third hand. Look, let's go for this first story. So this story is from Anonymous, but they go by she, her pronouns. So she says, "Hey, Gossip Gays, love what you do.
Thank you.
I had an ex-boyfriend who I was with for a couple of years. We broke up because he wasn't putting any effort into the relationship at all. I cut off communication with him because I wanted a clean break." I think that's smart, in my opinion. "After a few months, I started seeing someone new. He was great." I didn't mean to sound like Tony the Tiger then, actually, but it was all in caps, the great.
I liked it.
He was great. "And the sex was amazing. He really knew how to do a good DJ set." John, just for that good DJ sets when you get all your fingers on the buttons.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
we learned this a few weeks ago from a lovely lesbian listener who has now clearly coined a new phrase for our possible words or phrase of the year next year, which is DJ set, aka fingering.
Well, when we say Billy's not here because he's doing a good DJ set,
that's a different DJ set. That's a different DJ set.
This is
okay,
DJ set.
Okay.
So he really knew how to do a good DJ set. And I'd forgotten about my ex at this point. One night, my new man was staying over at mine and we were awoken by a racket outside in the middle of the night.
Awoken?
We both got up and looked out of my window to find my ex standing in front of my garden shouting that he loved me. He must have been really drunk. I had no idea how he got there or where he had come from, but he was on his own and he was naked. I didn't want to deal with him, so I just left him there and texted his friend, hoping they'd pick him up. Never heard from him again after that. You know what? I appreciate what this ex tried to do, which was that 80s film boombox at your window moment.
I'm picturing it raining too.
Yeah, but a few things missing. One was the boombox, the others are the clothes.
Clothes, third dignity
that's kind
as well.
Of,
yeah.
That is missing.
It doesn't quite work.
That is like giving like sex pest. That's giving non-consensual flashing. That's giving arrest.
The thing about
arrest me.
A boombox moment, clothed or not, is it doesn't fit into a 2024.
Sorry, can you explain this boombox thing? Because I haven't got a fucking clue
what
you're talking about.
It's like the old 80s movies when the guy's out on the front lawn with the boombox going, "I love you," and puts like a love song on, and she's in the window looking out going, "Oh my God."
It's supposed to be romantic.
I thought boombox was a film that I'd not watched.
No, like the little boombox
cool.
thing.
But I get you, I'm on two.
2024, that already doesn't work. Most people have iPhones. But it feels just a bit invasive in 2024. More invasive. If you're naked.
You can tell this person's a hetty as well, because if it was a gay person, they'd be like, "Oh, come on, join in on the DJ set." One night.
Bring the boombox, I'm interested for anyone in the room, if you saw your ex outside, would you... Because it's not the same situation at all. I've had someone that I used to date try to call me in the middle of night because they wanted to come over and I
booty call.
Yeah, but I hung up. And the next day, like, I can't believe you didn't answer my call. And I said, well, I want to sleep. Like, of course, didn't. Would you respond to your ex?
I know you can be quite cold like that. You, like, I'm too emotional. I'd be like, see the call, know it was a booty call, ignore it, and then the second phone would ring again. And I'd be like, but what if it's not? What if they're dying? Like, my mind would start being like, they need me.
Go straight to the ultimate dramatic. Ultimate drama.
Like, shit, they're in a car crash, hanging upside down, and I'm the only person they could call right now.
Like, yeah, but then you answer the phone, you'd be like, oh, fuck, it's not. It's just them being a twat.
Yeah.
Okay, but if someone turned up on your doorstep in the middle of the night, would you be like, yeah, come in, or would you just leave them at this person?
No, absolutely not. I've had it before, like, someone at my door.
Oh,
In the night, like, literally through my letterbox. I know you're in there. It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. It's really... Were they an ex?
It was an ex. It was like, just let me in, we can talk about it. It was like, all the lights were off. There's me, like, literally, like, laying on the sofa, like, trying not to breathe too heavy.
I can see your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that scary movie? I can see your feet.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's horrible.
Did you ever see them again?
Yeah, well, we sort of, like, dated for a little while, but then it was... a dick, so yeah, no, it's finished. But I don't like it when people sort of, like, force themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That it felt very like I didn't have a choice. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I didn't like that. That makes me go the complete opposite direction of, like, I'm really like shut down. Back. Yeah.
And I swear moves like that only come from people you dated for a bit. It's never like, oh, we were together for 2 years. It's people that dated for a bit and then, like, this is an okay thing to do.
Yeah, I think as well, because he was cheating on me, so I think he knew he'd fucked up, so he was really trying.
The guilt.
Really trying to, like, get, like, back, and it was like, no, it's too
late. I know how I can fix this. I'll turn up and call for his house.
Yeah, exactly.
What goes through your mind to think, do you know what I know is going to happen? I'm going to go. I'm going to stand in the front garden. I'm going to take my clothes off. I'm going to scream in the street. And she's going to think, what a catch. I'm going to take them back. Like, it's clearly that is drunk behaviour.
Oh, yeah. He has to have been pissed up his head, didn't he?
Because no one's sane is going to be normal. Thinking that's going to get me back. I want... What would win me back? Roses. I'm talking 600 red roses delivered in bunches of 100 over 6 days. I'm talking effort put in. I want tickets to a lovely holiday in a villa put through the door, and I think, okay, maybe we can talk.
To be fair, maybe this person was just on their way back from a night out and thought, oh, I know this house. I'll just stop here for the night. This is faster.
Maybe she has misconstrued the whole thing, and he was just having a piss in her garden, and actually hates her.
Yeah, it's doing that.
Right. Do you want another one?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
should we have another one? So. This one is anonymous, so I'm worried.
Are they all fucking anonymous these days, or what?
Well, it helps people open up, doesn't it?
Well,
helps people open up. but they use he, him pronouns.
Great.
So, this guy says...
so uninteresting, Andy. Great.
Well, thanks for your pronouns.
Yeah.
This guy says, hi, Gossip Gays. I know you're a bit tired of shit stories, so I thought I'd send in something a bit different for you.
Brilliant.
Kiss.
I thought this was going to be, but I've got a really
one. But listen to my shit story. When I was with my ex, we had both planned a night out with our friend group separately. I was out with my work friends and he was out with his uni friends. My work friends went home and I wanted to stay out, so I joined my ex and his friends. I'd not met his uni friends before. I was excited to meet them. When I arrived at the club, I was looking for my ex so I could join his group, and when I spotted him, I stood still, frozen in shock. I can see him in the middle of the dance floor, pissing. He had his dick out and was actually pissing on the dance floor. Better not tear the groove. DJ.
Damn, my asshole's just closed up for you.
People were dancing all around him and nobody noticed. Horrific. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to do, so I just left and went home. I didn't have to deal with it. He didn't mention it either when I asked him about his night out. I feel so sorry for who had to clean up that night. So when you said, I'm not going to give you a shit story, you're like, I'm going to give you a piss story instead. Thank you. Misinterpreted what we meant, but thank you.
So basically, someone's on a night out and they've seen their ex and then they stood in the middle of the dance floor having a wee.
No, their current boyfriend.
They were together at the time.
They were together at the time. She was supposed to meet him there. Found him pissing on the dance floor.
Him, yeah. So he saw his boyfriend at the time. pissing in the middle of the dance floor.
How shit-faced was, if they hadn't even met up yet, how pissed was he to be like having a waz on the dance floor?
How good was the song? What song was playing? You're like, I cannot go.
It was definitely a nightclub song, yeah. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
I don't care about any of that. I just want to know. No. I just want to know, what is it about menses, certain menses that get pissed and then piss in random places? It is a male thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I say that I think it's more of a straight male thing as well?
Yeah.
I know more straight men that have pissed in weird random
wardrobes,
places.
Drawers.
Yeah, I've had someone piss in a wardrobe.
I know someone.
That's what you get for shagging straight.
I know someone at university who went.
You sounded so Tory then. University.
Because he said university.
The way he said it though, university. Carry on.
I know someone at uni who basically got way too drunk, went to go piss in the middle of the night, did not go to the toilet, actually went to someone else's room thinking it was the toilet, and did not piss in a toilet, pissed on an exercise ball. And that person woke up in the middle of the night to this person pissing on an exercise ball.
The spray.
That would make quite a loud noise as well.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear that noise.
You know? I know what that would sound like.
That would be, you know, people say they have a list of icks. That's a new ick unlocked. Random pissing in random places.
Yeah. Is that cause to dump?
Hmm?
Is that cause to dump? Would you dump someone if you'd
That's a cause to dump.
Yeah, this person.
I say that, but then I think about my boyfriend now, and I'm like, I'd be like, it's okay.
Would it not give
it's
you
It's okay
the
pissing in the wash bin.
Excuse, so, yeah.
Don't forget, the image is dick out in hand on dance floor.
How nice is the dick?
But as well, like, how pissed do you have to be surrounded by people to not. Do you know what I mean?
How pissed were they to not notice?
Yeah.
Maybe they knew. Maybe it was a thing in school.
Or maybe he just thought he'd get away with this.
We had a phantom shitter in school. They obviously got off on doing it in a public place. This could be this. You might have actually just seen a little glimpse into something that gets them off.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd be scared to go to Tesco with this person. I'd be scared to be in public with this person again if this is a thing they do. And this is the conversation I'd be having the next day.
To be fair, it depends what club it was. If it was the Eagle, it was probably just a theme.
Yeah,
night,
there was someone lying underneath. Like with the mouth open.
It depends what the song is, but if he was like, "Oh yeah, this is my jam," and got on the dance floor, like, "Oh, I need a wee. Oh fuck it, I don't want to miss the song." Yeah.
I always joke if I do anything at like a festival set, and I'm like, "Has anyone pissed in a cup yet?" And every time, pretty much someone.
To see them coming towards you.
That's when you know you need to duck.
Exactly.
There is like a saying, isn't there? Like you pissed all over the dance floor, or like you pissed all over the stage.
Yeah, pissed all over the stage.
Oh yeah, took it way too seriously. You pissed all over the stage. Have you not heard that?
Danny, I was going to say, if no one's ever said that to you, then I actually think that's a bad thing.
You need to step it up. You're not even pissing.
You nearly said step your pussy up.
Step your pussy up.
I did.
Well done.
Because I can't. It just would sound...
Step a pussy up. I don't know. It's just a question. I'm not like trying to catch anyone out. I'm just.
We're asking the big questions today. No, I just thought it would sound weird out of my mouth because I'm not a drag queen.
You think you are sometimes. okay, well.
Should we do one more?
Let's move on because I think they've had enough attention, let's be honest.
Yeah, we've ticked off the piss quote for today.
This is from one of your exes. I'm joking.
Do you know what? As soon as you said that, I was like, I know who it would be. I know who it would be. It would be that fucker going through the letterbox.
So one last story. This one's also anonymous, but we know they go by he, him pronouns. He says, some time ago, my friend was training to be an actor. He was sending out emails to industry people to get experience. One email he sent was to a famous actor, name redacted.
What's that
boring.
Mean, redacted? That sounds like a dinosaur,
crossed out.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, okay, cool. not given the name. We can speculate. That's always fun. Allegedly. To my friend's surprise, the actor got in contact and arranged a meet in a London pub, and my friend was nervous, so asked me to go along with him. So we went to this pub.
This is already fucking nuts, and it's about... Strap in. It's a paragraph.
Oh, yeah. This is a long one.
This is nuts.
So we went into this
pub. Don't read
ahead. I'm not.
So we went into this pub and in the corner sat with a hat and glasses. So we went into this pub and in the corner was said actor.
He was very nice and charming, and after a few hours of my friend getting advice on acting, the actor invited us out again the next night for more drinks. We went, obviously, and around 11 p.m. the actor said, "Let's go back to my house. We can have a private party." That gives me the ick. Just
depends
a little bit.
Depends how hot the actor is.
Depends who it is. It does depend who it is.
If it was someone really big, you would not want to say no. I've been in a few situations where you don't say no. You go to the house.
Oh my God.
Griffith Jones.
We thought this would be an opportunity of a lifetime at a famous guy's place. So we get in this chauffeur-driven car in the middle of nowhere to a big mansion.
I'm starting to feel like it's a fake story now, a hair chauffeur-driven car. You're taking it too far, guys. Sorry, I'm interrupting too much here, but carry on. This has piqued my interest.
Drinks are flowing and the door goes. His security goes to the door and accepts this package. He puts it on the table and it's the biggest package of coke I have ever seen. My friend and actor gets stuck in. I don't do drugs.
Of course.
So I stuck to posh vodka. The party is now in full swing, just the three of us and his security though. I decide I'm tired and the actor tells me to go to one of the rooms to lay down. So I go and pass out. I wake up, I wake up at like 5 a.m. and I can still hear music blasting. My friend and actor are still partying, so I go out to find them. At this point, I must say that my friend is straight. But what I witnessed as I approached the balcony shocked me to the core. I look down on the room they are in from the balcony. My friend bent over the sofa and the actor going to town giving gay CPR to my friend's bussy. I never felt this shocked in my life. I run back to my room and await till morning. In the morning, my friend comes in, still sparkled from coke, and said it's time to go as we had to catch our flight back home. He never, and I have never, mentioned what was seen or what happened. Anytime I see this actor on TV, I can still see my friend being brought back to life with gay CPR. Side note, my friend never made it as an actor. Gave the bussy for nothing.
To say I would be shocked would be an understatement. Welcome to the fucking dark side of the industry. Two, this sounds a bit predatory, and I feel like there should be some kind of like police investigation, not a podcast talking about it.
This is why, as soon as said, come back to my place, I said, I've got the ick. Because it just feels like a power play dynamic that I'm not into.
Yeah. I also feel like, what was in the initial email for the actor to meet up? Because did you send some headshots? Like, did he fancy you in the first place? Was this not... I'm not victim blaming, by the way. I'm just... Well, not that there's a victim here. But
yeah,
it sounds consensual, but it also just sounds a bit predatory now.
I think
this
so.
This has never happened to me personally.
Put it this way, there's a reason there's name redacted. There's a reason there's name redacted. Yeah.
I really want to know who it is, though.
I really want to know who it is.
I'm so nosy, that's going to really wind me up all day.
Yeah, same.
And that's how I met John from S.
Yeah. Yes.
Part of me feels like there's a lot to this to unpack. Chauffeur-driven car makes me feel like it's not real.
I've got a little bit of that as well, I've got to say. Yeah, that's an Uber, yeah.
It's an Uber, yeah.
And like security, like, I don't know. Just, yeah, maybe it sounds a little bit like...
Far-fetched.
We are a little bit from a pub to...
How big are they? Yeah.
Chauffeur-driven...
Yeah.
Security.
I think...
mansion.
If you said film actor, maybe I'd buy it. But you've already let slip it was TV. I
no
always
one
see this actor
TV's
on TV.
He's got security and a fucking chauffeur.
Hand delivered package of.
Well, no one I work with on Hollyoaks has got that.
And you asked.
And I asked. Have you got anyone dropping off a very large package tonight, guys?
Look, I will give this person credit, though. I do really appreciate the line. Where is it?
I like, side note, my friend never made it.
Yeah, that's the best bit
that's
of the story.
What a kick in the teeth. My friend never actually made it. Yeah. Actually get their ass beaten by someone that's on telly now.
Yeah, I appreciate the line, going to town, giving gay CPR to my friend's bussy.
I like that. And I also, I don't know about you guys, but when I heard this, all I thought of was, you've been on a night out all night. And you've got disco crack, and this fucking actor's eating your disco crack. God. You want to be freshly... I don't know about you, but I like a freshly showered man.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't actually know what disco crack is, and I'm kind of
you don't know. You don't. You don't need to know. Well, you don't need to
crack,
know.
Disco crack, disco minge,
sweaty bum crack.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dancing all night bum crack.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. One. Okay. That's not as actually bad as I thought it was going
to be. No. Yeah, it's not like some kind of drug you can buy. What about some disco crack? You smoke it and you just start going,
Sorry, I just don't know about these things.
Piss off. I mean, well, again, thanks for sharing. It's yeah, thank you for sharing. John's like, thank you for sharing. John thinking my management are going to kill me. Well, I liked it, but to be honest with you, don't bother writing in if there's not going to be names, even if you're just going to tell us.
And yeah. We'll
John
name
are
going to
be
that.
Pissed off in our chauffeur-driven Uber on the way
exactly.
home.
Yeah, look, if we're worried about being sued, we'll
this
start
sounds very predatory to me.
And where were they getting a flight to? They're getting a flight.
Maybe
that was
Irish.
That was raising eyes as well.
Do you know what I mean?
It could be Irish.
It could be Irish, yeah.
Yeah, I've got mixed feelings on that.
I've mixed feelings. And if I, you know what, even if this podcast is just providing people a creative space for their creative writing, well done.
It did. Yeah. There
your
was
creative writing course. I love
well
it.
Done.
Yeah, from
well
someone
done.
Exposed to fan fiction on Tumblr. They did have a bit of Wattpad energy.
Yeah. Have you ever read fan fiction about yourself? Oh my God.
No, I don't read any like comments or nothing.
Well, is there?
Don't be looking at
no.
It would just be cool if we did a reading.
Somebody wrote in here once to tell us that they'd seen a sub thing on Reddit about fan fiction about me. And about me getting off with Cheddar, and about like they write sex stories about you with
really
you, like graphic.
Oh, I'd actually quite like to read one of those. Yeah. No, well, for me, like seriously,
well, well,
for
the bonus,
anyone out there, yeah.
Because me and Sam have been working on this one. Yeah.
We're gonna do a table
read. You and H from Steps yeah. and Brothers.
Come on, let's go.
We've highlighted
and it's
your
you
lines.
And Jedward.
Right. Well, look, we still need to crown a gossip goddess.
What are we thinking, guys?
We have name redacted fan fiction. We have the piss queen on the dance floor. And the bush, yeah, the bush. Who's your favourite this week, John?
I'm going to say the bush. X in the bush.
The bush.
X in the bush.
X in the bush, just because it's creepy.
An MTV series there, X in the bush.
X
it's
in
like,
the bush.
Kind of like X on the beach meets I'm a celeb.
Yeah.
X in the bush.
Or leave your ex in the bush. Leave your ex in the jungle.
Go somewhere to break up with someone.
Yeah, and leave them there. That's a good idea. We should pitch that, actually.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, exactly.
You leave all these exes are left out there and they've got to make their way out.
There's someone you want to break up with, you take them on a lovely holiday and leave them there and fuck off.
And there's always yeah.
But if they get out, you have to stay with them.
No, that's that's a good idea. And if they win, you have to like get married or something.
I do quite like that idea, just for that moment every week of that person being like, wait, hang on, are we... You brought me on the bush.
Yeah.
I love that. We've got so many like reality like love shows. We need a reality breakup TV show.
Yeah, that's going to be in for 2024.
Hey Siri, phone Sophie Claire from Mirador Management. Oh no, shit, she is.
Well, good,
believe,
get her on.
You won't, I know we're joking right now. You won't believe if you could see my WhatsApp messages to the people who manage me. I send their voice notes at 1 a.m. I had an idea for a documentary the other day at 2 a.m.
But you've got it
who
though.
Can we pitch? Because if I don't do it there and then, I'll
you forget.
Forget.
Exactly, yeah.
So I send a voice note. I've had this idea. I'm not going to say it on here now because it's like. It's like, put it this way, it's like Stacey Dooley investigates, but with me.
You've been saying Stacey Dooley investigates, but with me for 3 years now.
No, I've got a hook now. I know what I'm investigating.
Good.
Can I just say, that is literally, I don't know how aware you are of Alan Partridge, but that is prime Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
You've got to be like that, isn't it? Because you know
Danny
what?
Partridge.
You don't know when your next meeting's going to be.
Danny Partridge.
With
Danny Partridge.
I'm being serious here, guys. Thank you. Thank you for taking the piss out of my shit career. Back to this. I'm going to go with the far-fetched TV star's mansion and brick of cocaine and disco crack. Story.
It's a bit different for us, isn't it?
It's just a bit different.
Okay.
Sex is involved, but it's not the hook and the crook.
I'll tell you what.
The gossip is about the predator.
Lily May, then. In that case, we've got one for Boombox 80s drama. We've got one for the Wattpad fanfiction. Can you do a tiebreaker for me? Just a tiebreaker vote.
So I have to pick?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, gosh. So much pressure. You know what?
Why did I just get, do you do this so much pressure and I'm nervous. Just changing my head. I can't remember.
Miley
the song.
Cyrus.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you do that when you hear people yeah. say something? It just triggers a song.
Yes. Mm.
Too much pressure and I'm nervous. And a
sexy man put on the radio yeah. and the Britney song was on.
Which one is it?
Let's go for. I think let's. Yeah, maybe let's go for the. Story with the actor, yeah, because I want it when possible. I'd like to encourage, you know, different kinds of yeah, stories, and
I agree.
I think it's good to encourage people's creative writing.
Like to encourage people to have sex with random strangers to get their career further on.
I mean, and if you've been affected by any of the stories in Gossip Gays podcast, there is help yeah. out there.
I mean, is gay CPR to my friend's bussy actually that out of character for the podcast?
I've never heard gay CPR before. Is that a good phrase that we think we can encourage in our vernacular?
You know, it's descriptive enough to let people work out how actually to lick ass properly. So yeah.
Well, this guy was licking ass so much he came back up for air.
Maybe he was breathing through it. Like a whale blowhole.
Fake it, Granny's got some goddess.
There's the social clip.
There it is.
Girls, gays and nays, thank you so much for writing into us and sharing your dirty, dirty, dirty dilemmas.
Filth.
And your third hand stories. They really are coming into use finally. Don't forget, if you also want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else camp crazy and cuckoo, you can email us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Instagram @gossipgazepod, and WhatsApp us or text us or voice note us. The number is in the description. So yeah, it'd be nice if you could just go into WhatsApp and put Gossip Gaze in. Do we have to pay
if you,
for that?
No. If you save, if you save our number on your phone, then we'll be in as Gossip Gays, and that's fine. But that's easy once you've done it once.
But what I'm saying is gossip, it would be cool, like, you could go into WhatsApp and type HSBC in, and it's like a verified thing, and you can speak
that's
to your bank.
GDPR it's, nightmare, yeah. that is. But that's essentially what Instagram is, so.
Yeah.
You search Instagram, Gossip Gays. Well, yeah, and you can DM us with words, that's fine.
so dizzy then. You're like, oh, yeah, is that pictures?
Well, it is, isn't it? Anyway. We're going to start TikTok soon. Oh, we're on TikTok. Do you know that the TikTok for this has got more followers than I have? I'm shit at TikTok. Do you do TikTok?
I haven't got TikTok. No, I don't get it.
I don't do TikTok.
No.
Don't need to do TikTok.
Perfect. Let's all do a TikTok.
Let's all do a TikTok.
Babes, we'll see you soon. It's been a lovely 2 weeks. Will you come back and just do one more bonus with us?
Of course I will.
Do you mind?
Yeah, anytime you want.
More.
And you know what?
One
we can all wear the same clothes again.
One
yeah.
more. We're just sleeping here overnight until we've got them all recorded.
Yeah. Whenever Billy's away doing his DJ set, and I'll come and see you.
When Billy's away being a lesbian, we'll see you there. We'll be back, same place, same time next week. But before that, there'll be a Brucey bonus, so listen for it. See you soon.
The Gossip Gaze.
Ask a piss party.
Oh, piss party. Ain't nobody like a piss club party.
Piss club party.
Yeah.
Eagle bar around the world.
Piss club.
Oh, then we got Joe. She's got the flow.
This is a little bit too easy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.